Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline out there, you know, guys, and, you know, it's just, it's so, this sport's so competitive. We don't have pads on yet, and guys are competing, which is what you want to see. So, you know, a little bit of that is good. You know, if it gets out of control, you know, I don't know if Chud would like that very much, but, you know, it broke up fast, and it's just part of this sport.
Is that Joe Thomas on the bottom right?
Joe was in there. Joe was in there. He's, that's the way he is. He's better.
Can you just talk about how did your first day go? How did it feel to be out there? How did you think you did and the offense did?
Yeah, I thought, you know, overall for day one, I thought we looked pretty good. I think we started a little bit slower, and then we kind of picked it up and finished strong. But overall, I think guys were playing fast. Weren't too many missed assignments. I think guys were lining up right. Motions were good. We were playing fast. We didn't have any delayed game penalties, and we were moving around. You know, we were maneuvering really well. So, overall, I believe we look pretty good.
Brandon, how different does today feel as opposed to a year ago when you guys kind of got blindsided with the news that the team was going to be sold?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year this team has so much steam going forward. I mean, we're worried about the next day. We're worried about not worried about anybody else staying about us. We're worried about each day getting better. I know it sounds cliche, but that's, if you approach it any other way, it's tough. And so, you know, we try to keep the outside distractions to a minimum. And what goes on in the locker room, those guys are dialed in to getting better as a team, getting better as a family, and moving on.
Now, when you say that, though, you have so much steam going forward. Where does that steam come from?
You know, just I think there's, you know, from last year, I think we feel like we, you know, we feel like we were better than our record indicated last year. I feel like we have a good football team. I'm excited about the guys behind the locker room, and they're just chomping at the bit to get started again, just to get started. And this is what we do. This is our living. When you take some time off, that first day or first week is always, like I said, there's a little more adrenaline. Guys are flying around, and a lot of excitement right now.
You said you feel like a different player than you were a year ago. Trent looks like a different player than he was a year ago. Can you just comment on how he looked on day one?
Yeah, Trent looked great. You know, Trent looked good. And, you know, he's you know, for sitting all the time, I mean, he didn't have any missed assignments. He was playing extremely fast. I thought he looked great. You know, Trent's a big asset for this football team, not only for this offense, but for this entire football team. And, you know, it's nice having him back out there.
Jeff, talk about, can you speak to the pace of the practice? It looked like a quicker practice than we were used to seeing last year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just two different systems. You want to play fast all the time, and we weren't trying to play slow last year, but I think we have a conscious effort to, you know, we put this play clock at 16, we break the huddle, the ball's going to be snapped. That's our play clock, and so, you know, we try to get it snapped with 8 seconds left, and that's their mindset. Play fast, you know, get lined up, you know, don't move around, just get up, lined up, and execute. That's our first and foremost goal, I guess. You know, especially day one.
Was that something that Chud and Norton talked about since they've come in, or is that something that just the last couple weeks you guys have talked about? That this is what you're going to do.
I just think, you know, they're always talking about tempo, and they like the tempo when it's good. You notice when we have good plays, it's usually when we're not standing around between plays, talking, doing things. We're lining up, we're in the next play. We complete a ball, we come back, we're right back on line of scrimmage going. You get in a rhythm. I mean, it's just like any other sport. You're on the mound, and you're throwing strikes. You don't want anything else to happen. You want to catch the ball, get back on the mound, and throw it. And that's the way it is in this offense. You want to run as many plays as you can, good plays, and, you know, that's where they continue to build.
All that studying that you did in the offseason for the new terminology in the offense, are you playing fast out there? Do you know it? Do you get it? Or are you into it already?
Yeah, I think, you know, that allows you to play fast. When you're not having to think X has this, Y has this, and Z has this, then you don't even really realize what they're doing. So, yeah, I'm one step ahead there. I feel like I'm not where I want to be. I mean, I got a long ways to go. I'm not near satisfied. But I feel like overall I put a lot of time, a lot of effort into learning this system. And, you know, hopefully it pays off for me.
We got time for two more questions.
There's a case that could be made that Richardson wasn't totally healthy all of last year. Do you know what he might have if he has a healthy year?
I mean, I can't really, you know, speak for that. I thought he had a pretty good year last year, especially with the circumstances. You know, he's a tremendous player. You know, we're glad to have him back there.
What kind of jump do you need to take, and what's that going to look like?
I mean, I need to get better in every facet. I think for us to have a chance to win, I need to get better, you know, Monday's practice, you know, Tuesday's practice, every day leading up, I need to be better in every facet. That's the way I look at it, because I critique myself like that. But You know, whatever it takes to win games is really all I care about. You know, whether it's doing something on one Sunday versus another Sunday, I don't care. As long as we win games, I feel like that's my expectation for myself. I want to do what I can to help this team win games. And if we can do that,
there was a playoff talk here today. Do you get that same vibe from what you're feeling around here?
Well, I mean, that's our ultimate goal. You know, we don't openly talk about it, I wouldn't say, but I mean, that's our ultimate goal. And to get there, we know we have a long road ahead of us, you know, a long mountain to climb. There's a long season. We got a lot of ups and downs we're going to have to go through. But it's, again, keeping that tunnel vision going forward and, you know, not worrying about the outside distractions and playing football. And if we do that, you know, you never know. I mean, we're excited about our football team and we just got to go play football. At the end of the day, we got to go win games. That's what it all comes down to.
All right, last question.
Yeah, I don't need to be cutting back inside. I know that. I'll probably need to go to the sideline. But, yeah, so it was fun. Brandon. Thanks, guys.